Gemara says in the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis that Menani Meili. How do you know that Shlokas are Aser? How do you know the Bishul Hakim is Aser? Rav Chibur Abba, Rav Yochanan Makar Eichel Bekesef Tashbirene Vachalti Umayim Bekesef Titan Liv Shasisi. So we darshin Kemayim. My Mayim Shal Nishtana for Eichel Shal Nishtana. So make a hekesh from the Mayim to the Eichel that Eichel cannot have been Nishtana. Now the Achronim asks the Kasha that this pasuk that the Gemara brings is written in Devarim Perek Beis pasuk Chaf Ches. But there really is an earlier pasuk which the Gemara could have brought in Perek Beis pasuk above. The pasuk says a very similar lashon: Eichel tishru mitam bekesef achaltem gam mayim tichru mitam bekesef v'shasisem. So again, the pasuk is makish mayim to eichel. So why did the Gemara wait till the pasuk chav ches to bring this drasha from? Why don't we just bring it from pasuk vav, which is earlier, and the Chayyim is saying the same exact hakish between mayim and eichel. And if you look in the Chesuk Shlomo here, he has two very beautiful pshatim to be Masber to answer this kasha. And he points out that if you look in the Yushami Taka brings this drasha from the earlier pasuk from Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Yushami Taka learns it from that pasuk, the Fir of Shimon Bar Yochai, so it makes the kasha stronger why the Bavli doesn't do that. And Ayin Sham, he says, to roots him to answer this kasha. But I was thinking, I'll peep shot. Maybe you could say that the pshat is like this, that the Gemara B'davka brought the second pasuk, because the second pasuk says, it says, Eichel Bekesef Tashbeinu V'achalti Umayim Bekesef. So we're mamish makish the eichel to the mayim, because the mayim is written right after the eichel. There's no hepsik between them, and therefore you're able to make the sekish. But the other pasuk, the earlier pasuk, there is a hepsik of a word between the eichel and the mayim, because the pasuk says eichel tishru mitam bekesef achaltem vegam mayim tichru mitam bekesef. The Torah has a word vegam, and maybe because you have that vegam over there in the middle, the vegam is mafsik, it breaks up the hekish, and for that reason the Gemara does not want to bring the hekesh from that pasuk, rather from this pasuk, which doesn't have the word vegam, which is being mafsik. And in Kenim Hadvar, if that's correct, I was thinking that maybe Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who does make the drasha from the first pasuk in the Rishami, maybe he's going to Shitasai, and he holds the fact that the vegam is there is not a problem, because as Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samachem Beis, the Gemara has a drasha from the pasuk of the Es Hashamai, and the question is, do you make a certain drasha or not? And the Gemara says that Rabbanan don't make that drasha, because Rabbanan says, Amlech Rabbanan, S paske kra, the S is mafsik between the two words, and therefore you can't make the drasha. But then the Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, he says, V'es arvikra, he holds it to the S, the fact that there's a vav with the S, it is marv the pasuk again, and the S is not a hefsik. So the S alone would be a hefsik. But the fact that there's a vav achibar, V'es, that means it's no longer a hefsik, and you read it as one long thing. So it could be that is Rav Shimon Chai L'shitasa over here, even though it says gam, which is mafsik, which is why the Rabbanan don't make that hekish, lefi ar gemara, but Rav Shimon Chai L'shitasa, he holds that the vav of a gam is arvikra, and it mixes it back together, and therefore it's considered that there's no hefsik, and that's why he brings the drasha from the first pasuk, mashenkin lefi ar gemara over here, which is not going to Rav Shimon Chai, lefi the Rabbanan, we hold that the vegam is a hefsik, and therefore the gemara brings the drasha from the later pasuk.